Hello and you're very welcome to The Thistle and Shamrock. I'm Fiona Ritchie and my guest this week is Northern Irish singer and song collector Len Graham. He's going to be joining us in just a moment, but here he is singing with the band Skylark, Len Graham.
I once had a true love, but now I have none. She's gone and left me and I'm all alone. She's gone and left me, contented must be. She loves another far better than me. And it's green grow the laurel, soft falls the dew. Sorry, my love, I'm parted with you. Sorry, my love, contented must be. She loves another far better than me. Oh, I pass my love's window both early and late. But the look that she gave me, it did my heart break. The look that she gave me would 10,000 kill. She loves another, but I love her still. And it's green grow the laurel, soft falls the dew. Sorry, my love, I'm parted with you. Sorry, my love, contented must be. She loves another far better than me. Oh, I wrote her a letter in grand rosy lines, but the answer she sent back was twisted and twined. You write your love letters and I will write mine. You write to your love and I will write mine. And this green grove the laurel, soft falls the dew. Sorry, my love, I'm parted with you. Sorry, my love, contented must be. She loves another far better than me. Oh, I wonder why women love men. I wonder and ever think why they love them. Women are faithful and kind, as you know. But men are deceivers wherever they go. And this green grow the laurel, soft falls the dew. Sorry, my love, I'm parted with you. Sorry, my love, contented must be. She loves another far better than me. Once had a true love, but now I have none. She's gone and left me, and I'm all alone. She's gone and left me, contented must be. She loves another far better than me. And this green grove the laurel, soft falls the dew. Sorry, my love, I'm parted with you. Sorry, my love, contented must be. She loves another far better than me.
As I carelessly did stray, for to view yon gay meadows, and the lambs sport and play. In the clear morning dew, as I lay down to muse, a fair maiden of honour appeared in my view. Says I, pretty maid, how happy we could be, for it is so decreed, love, that a married we should be. Let me not see a frown, for this heart is your own. When these words they were spoken,
sure the tears trickle down. Come, dry up your tears, there is nothing to fear. I will range through the green fields for many's a long year. When the birds sang so sweet, this young man proved his deceit, saying, adieu, pretty fair maid, we will never more meet. With my snuff box and a cane, the whole world I would arrange, like Venus or Diana, in search of her swain. When the moon does shine clear, I will mourn for my dear. Over mountains, clear fountains, where no one will hear. There's one thing I know, I am that before I go, I will never return for to hear your sad woe. There's another thing I know, I am that before I go, that the ranger and the stranger has many's a foe.
I'm here with Len Graham, and we are neither in Scotland nor in County Antrim, but we have met up across the sea in the mountains of North Carolina on the campus of Warren Wilson College, where we're both enjoying the musical delights and the great kind of friendship and community of the Swannanoa gathering at Traditional Song Week. So Len, first of all, welcome to these pairts.
Thank you very much, Fiona. We've met at last after all these long years of hearing of one another.
That's right. How's your time been here at the gathering?
Wonderful. I've heard so many reports about Swannanoa over the years, and finally have made it this year. Came over actually a bit early because I'm not officially here till next week for the Celtic Week, but I'm really enjoying every minute of it.
So for people who are listening, can you pinpoint Ulster for us on a map?
On a map? Well, up on the northern eastern coast of Ireland is County Antrim, and it's the closest county to Scotland, the closest point being Fairhead in County Antrim, the Glens of Antrim, and the Mullaghcun Tower, which is in Argyllshire, distance about 12 miles. And going back into ancient times, that was an ancient kingdom of Dal Riada, and the connections between these two parts is goes back a long, long way, you know. So the Scottish-Irish connection is ancient and, you know, right up to the present day, the common language, common culture, the whole fiddle tradition and the whole music tradition is all very, very similar and connected.
People who listen to my radio programmes are familiar with hearing music from Ireland, or from Scotland and from, you know, other traditions around the British Isles and Europe and North America. What would you say is particularly distinctive about Ulster song and music traditions?
Well, I think the history and the geography and all those things have all played a part in it. You know, the shamrock, the rose and the thistle, meaning the three, the England, Scotland and Ireland, all contribute to what we now call the Ulster song tradition, or Ulster music tradition for that matter. And, you know, you've got the bagpipes, which are common to both Ireland and Scotland. Like it was prescribed in both countries until it became popular through the British regiments of, you know, the Scottish and Irish regiments in the 19th century, then made the bagpipes more popular. But it was a common instrument in both countries. The harp, of course, is common to both Ireland and Scotland. The fiddle, very much the instrument of most popular by far in Scotland and Ireland by traditional musicians. And then the songs reflect that as well. You'll find songs that have got definite Scottish origins, but with very much an Ulster or a North of Ireland dialect or accent, you know. So And you find that as a two-way thing.
I was coming from the fair, of Ballyfannan. When I met the winsome dame, she was fairer than the Annan. I asked her where she dwelt as we strolled along together. By the bonny mountain side, she replied amongst the heather. Will you go, lassie, go to the braes o' Balquhidder, where the wild berries grow amongst the bonny bloom and heather, where the deer and the roe lightly bound in together, sport the long summer's day amongst the braes o' Balquhidder. I will twine my love a bower near yon clear crystal fountain, and I'll cover it over with the flowers of the mountain. I will range through the wilds and the deep glens so dreary, and return with the spoils to the arms of my dearie. The cold winter's wind sprightly swirls around our dwelling, and the roar of the gale and the night breeze is swelling. Oh, my dear, we will sing as the storm rattles o'er us, with the sheaves of falling rain and the lightning in chorus. Now the summer's in prime and the flowers sweetly blooming, and the wild mountain thyme o'er the moorlands perfuming. To our dear native scenes let us journey together, where glad innocence reigns amongst the braes o' Balquhidder. Will you go, lassie, go to the braes o' Balquhidder, where the wild berries grow amongst the bonny bloom and heather, where the deer and the roe lightly bound in together, sport the long summer's day amongst the braes o' Balquhidder.
Just before I came over here, I was asked to attend celebrations of the Antrim and Derry Fiddlers Association in the Ballymena Town Hall. And I'm one of the last survivors that of people that actually were there at the formation of it. I must say at this point, I was very young at the time, but back in 1953, after the Second World War, they decided that they'd have to have an organisation to preserve the music, particularly fiddle music, but also the songs as well. Like I learned a lot of songs via that organisation as well. And I remember even as a child, my uncle and my father remarking, coming back from one of the gatherings, and sometime in the 50s, that the fiddlers, you know, you maybe had 50 fiddlers or thereabouts, but you just imagine a hall with 50 or 60 fiddlers all playing together. And coming back in the conversation would be that, did you notice such and such was wearing a fania? That would be a sign that they were a fluent Irish speaker. Mm-hmm. And somebody else was wearing a pioneer pin. That was a symbol that they were total abstinence. And somebody else was wearing a 2.5. That would be a symbol of the Orange Order. And somebody else was wearing a square and compass. That was a symbol of the Freemasons. And some people with no lapel badges in, but the conversation would be going between my father and my uncle. Says, isn't that the way it should be? And that's the way it is, that this music belongs to everybody. Sam Henry produced his mammoth work. Well, it didn't originally appear as a book until it was printed over in this country. University of Georgia Press in 1990 published it, but it originally appeared in a local newspaper, the Northern Constitution, in the 1920s, right through to the 1939, the outbreak of the Second World War. It's a shortage of paper. Hard to believe there was a shortage of paper when we were over in this country, but we don't have as many trees. So, he called it Songs of the People, and that's exactly what he published, Songs of the People. It didn't say, you know, them and us, or, you know, it was of the people, and everybody's in there, and everybody was singing these songs. Like, so there are party songs, but... you know, I'm talking about folk songs generally belong to everyone, you know, and the music too.
As I rode out in the bright moonlight, when the moon was shining clearly, a pretty girl I chanced to spy, on a message for her mammy with me. Tur-ra-ra, fa-la-doodle-la, tur-ra-ra, she's a nice wee girl. What age are you, my bonnie wee lass? What age are you, my honey? Right modestly she answered me, I'll be 17 come Sunday with me. Tur-ra-ra, fa-la-diddle-la, tur-ra-ra, she's a nice wee girl. If I go down to your wee house when the moon is shining clearly, will you come down and let me in so your mommy will not hear me with me? Tur-ra-ra, fa-la-diddle-la, tur-ra-ra, she's a nice wee girl. So I went down to her wee house when the moon was shining clearly. She came down and she let me in, but her mommy chanced to hear me with me. Tur-ra-ra, fa-la-diddle-la, tur-ra-ra, she's a nice wee girl. Then I took off me hobnail boots in case her ma would hear me. By my songs her hand set down till the hour one leapt upon me with me. Tur-ra-ra, fa-la-diddle-la, tur-ra-ra, she's a nice wee girl. With a 1, 2, 3, she soon floored me, and the bonny wee lass she conned her. With the scalp of a hazel twig, sure she was a poor bit daughter. With me, tur-ra-ra, fa-la-diddle-la, tur-ra-ra, she's a nice wee girl. Come over the moor, my bonny wee lass, come over the moor, my honey, till I get a kiss out of your sweet lips in spite of your old mammy. With me, tur-ra-ra, fa-la-diddle-la, tur-ra-ra, you're right down high.
Caelan just was people visiting. Like you have to take yourself back to the period before the rural electrification, particularly. And my people were blacksmiths, and everything was moved along at a slower pace. Farm labourers and people living in little crofts, little cottages, and everything was slower. And big long winter nights. And you would go to the next croft, and you would go in there, maybe play a game of cards, and maybe take the furniture out and leave it in the street if it was dry, and have a bit of a dance, and have a ceilidh, sing a few songs, and maybe a wee drop of potching. That's moonshine over in this country, and illegal, illicit whiskey, I suppose, would be a better name for it, but potching we would call it in Ireland. And this was a very common way of passing the long, particularly the winter nights, when you'd have these big long winter nights and you'd have to shorten them some way or other by singing and dancing and making music and telling stories and everything that went along with that. And that would be common in Scotland as well, and common in these parts of the Appalachians up in the mountainy areas. You'll hear songs that came over with those immigrants way back in the 18th century. I've heard so many of them this week that are so familiar. I've been singing verses and versions to particularly to Sheila K. Adams, and I've been going to her workshop, and it's just surprising how many of the songs that she sang that I had versions of them, you know. So that's the DNA that people, you know, they leave it in their surnames, and sometimes they leave it in their songs and their stories and traditions. So that's the way it goes.
Come in, come in, my old true love, and spend this night with me. For I have a bed, it's a very fine bed, and I'll give it up for thee, thee, I'll give it up for thee. It's a won't come in, or I'm not coming in, to spend this night with thee. For I've got a wife in the old Scotland, this night she waits for me, me, this night she waits for me. It, she pulled out her little pin knife, it'd have been both keen and sharp, and she stepped it up to her own true love, and stopped him through his heart. Heart, she stopped him through his heart. Woe be, Lady Margaret, he cried. Woe be, it's unto thee. For there weren't no wife in the old Scotland that I loved any better than thee, thee, that I loved any better than thee. Lay there, my own true love, 1 hour or two or three, and I will send for a doctor near to save the life of thee, thee, to save the life of thee. It's I can't live, nor I won't live, from the wound you've given me. No doctor's hand, just God's own hand, could save my life for me, me, could save my life for me. It, she cried out to the servant girl, this thing I'll promise thee, if you'll help me on this dark night, my gown I'll give to thee, thee, my gown I'll give to thee. It, she took a hold of his long yellow hair, and the other took up his feet, and they throwed him into the old dry well, which was so cold and deep, deep, which was so cold and deep. Lay there, my own false love, till the flesh rots off in your frame, and the little old wife in the old Scotland shall mourn for your return. Turn shall mourn for your return. Thank you.
Sheila Kay Adams from her album All the Other Fine Things. She was mentioned in the course of our chat by Ulster singer Len Graham, and he'll be mentioning Sheila Kay Adams again, and we'll hear some more singing from her before our time together is up. Len is chatting with me about the connections between the songs of Scotland, his native Ulster, and Appalachia. You can see a playlist and listen again online at thistleradio.com. This is NPR.
Oh, what would you do if you married a soldier? What would I do but I'd follow the gun? What would you do if he died in the ocean? What would I do but I'd marry again? Diddy idle the lattle dum tattle the lowdy idle the lily dee doodle the low, rattle the dum dee idle lowdy idle the lily dee doodle the low. What would you do if the kettle boiled over? What would I do but I'd fill it again? What would you do if the cows hit the clover? What would I do but I'd set it again? Tilly idle dill idle dill doodle dill lowdy idle dill lily dee doodle dill lowdy dee idle dill dum dee idle do rattle dill lily dee doodle dill low. The pretties are dug and the frost is all over. Kitty lie over close to the wall. Pretties are boiled and the herons are roasting. Kitty lie over close to the wall. Tilly idle dill idle dill doodle dill lowdy idle dill lily dee doodle dill lowdy idle dum dee diddle do, rattle the lily dee diddle do low, rattle the lattle dum diddle do low, dee rattle the lily dee diddle do low, rattle the diddle dum dee diddle rattle dum lily dee diddle do low.
This is Fiona Ritchie. We met at North Carolina's Swannanoa Gathering on the campus of Warren Wilson College during Traditional Song Week. My guest on Thistle this time is Len Graham. And during this part of our time together, we're going to hear more of Len with American Seanos singer Brian O'Hart and wooden flute specialist Cathal McConnell. Here's Brian on whistle.
I was just coming into the tail end of that tradition where things were changing rapidly. The second half of the 20th century just saw things just change and so much. Like I just witnessed the blacksmith shop closing down, and like we used to visit a lot of relatives up on wee remote farms up in the glens, and they were still living in conditions that, you know, half doors and wee cottages and the hens running in through the house, and just they were so happy, but so it's such a simple way of life, and a life that hadn't changed for centuries, you know, that they just enjoyed themselves, were happy with very simple things, and made music, wrote poetry, and made music, danced, just seemed to have a hard life, but a happy life, you know.
You mentioned the American Bicentennial, and I think that was quite a time of connecting and celebrating the Ulster American connection, and the folk park, I think, was started around about that
That's
time.
Right. There's the Mellon family that give the money to get that off the ground for that bicentennial year of 1976. And that certainly was my first taste of America. That was actually quite a major tour. Like, it was, I forget how many gigs that I did in 30 days, or something like 26 gigs in 30 days under the Irish. It was a whole team of us came over. I was representing the Ulster tradition, but there was people from all over, poets and musicians and writers and all sorts of people were part of that tour, you know.
I am a rambling Irishman. In Ulster I was born in, and many's a happy hour I spent on the banks of sweet Loch Erin. For to live poor I could not endure, and like others of my station, to America I sailed away and left this Irish nation. Right hand in the na, tant in the na, right hand in the noor and the nandy. The night before I went away, I spent it with my darling. From 3 o'clock in the afternoon till the break of day next morning. But when that we were going to part, we linked each other's arms. And you may be sure and very sure it wounded both our charms. Right hand in the na, tant in the na, right hand in the noor in the nandy. For we're the boys that can't be beat, and yet no danger fearing. On that fair day we took our leave of captain, mate, and a sailor. We gave 3 cheers for old Ireland, it being our former quarter. Like a flock of sheep we strayed away, shook hands and we parted. Right hand in the na, tant in the na, right hand in the noor in the nandy. 'Twas on a Sunday morning, as Phoebus was a-dawning. 'Twas on that day we sailed away on the brig they call Eliza. When 4 or 5 of our best men by fever were compounded, and 7 more jumped overboard, were willfully drowned. Right hand in the na, tant in the na, right hand in the noor in the nandy. When we arrived on the other side, we were both stout and healthy. We cast our anchor in the bay, going down to Philadelphia. So let every lass link with her lad, blue jackets and white trousers. And let every lad link with his lass,
blue petticoats and white flounces. Right hand tin the na, tan tin the na, right hand tin the no in the nandy. Right hand tin the na, tan tin the na, right hand tin the no in the nandy.
Do you think there's generally pretty good awareness on both sides of the Atlantic about the Scotland-Ulster-Appalachian music connection?
Well, I think it deserves to be explored more and declared more and celebrated more, and that's what's happening here. But no, there's an awful lot of people aren't aware of the contribution that that all these elements have made to the tradition, 50 years ago, when I'd be, going around quite a bit, there weren't very many people. People forget that 50 years ago, you probably could have counted the number of Uilleann pipers on two hands in the world. Like, just think about that. And now there's thousands of them all over the place. And traditional music, I think possibly over in this country, Cathal McConnell with the Boys of the Loch might have been the first person to show people that traditional music was played on the old timber flute, or the wooden flute.
Well, hello, everyone. Hello. Of course, you say hi in this country. We say hello at home, which is the same thing. Well, much the same. I'm going to show you an old flute now, and this is a flute that goes back in my family for a long, long time. It belonged to my great-grandfather, a man called Mickey McConnell, and he was a great man, apparently. He was a great character. He played the flute, and he was a great athlete as well, and he was a great character. And he died around, I think, the last years of the 1800s, about 1897 or 1896, maybe, or something like that. And it's great to have the instrument that he played. And I'm going to play you a tune, an old tune that he would have probably played, because this is a very old tune, a tune called The Blackbird. Now, this particular dance tune, it's played in many different ways. It's played as a set dance, or sometimes a kind of a hornpipe, or I've even heard it played as a reel. But there's also a song to it, and with words and all that. So perhaps Len will explain something to you about the song. So Len, maybe you can explain about the song.
Well, the blackbird doesn't refer really to a feathered species, but more to a political, or more, I should say, a character from history. And I'm sure you've all heard tell of Bonnie Prince Charlie. Well, the father of Bonnie Prince Charlie, who was known as the young pretender, was known as the old pretender. So the blackbird is the allegorical name for the old pretender. And the Stuart cause, of course, was a very popular cause in Scotland and Ireland. But this is an Irish song.
Thank you.
On a fair summer's morning, for fond recreation, I heard a fair maiden a-making great moan, with sighing and sobbing and sad lamentation, a-saying, "My blackbird most royal has flown. My thoughts, they deceive me, reflections do grieve me, and I am overburdened with sad misery. Yet if death in should blind me, and true love incline me, my blackbird I will seek out wherever he be. The burns of the forest, they all mend together. The turtle was chosen to dwell with the dove. And I am resolving, in fair or foul weather, in winter or in spring, for to seek out my love. He is my heart's pleasure, my joy and my treasure, and justly my love, my heart will follow thee. He is constant and kind and courageous of mind. All bliss to my blackbird wherever he be. In England my blackbird and I were together, where he was still noble and generous of heart. But woe to the time that he first went from hither. Alas, he was forcing from thence to depart. In Scotland he's deemed, and highly esteemed. In England he seemed a stranger to be. Yet his name will remain in France or in Spain. All bliss to my blackbird wherever he be.
Generally, traditional music wasn't as popular outside of certain communities until more recent times, you know. Particularly, I think, probably since that bicentennial thing, the chieftains came over here, Boys of the Loch, and various battlefield bands, all these bands started touring over here and popularised it, and it became, fashionable. But a lot of people don't realise the contribution that the Scottish Irish connection has, it's an important, and the appellation, those are all important ingredients of the tradition, you know.
many of the people who came from Scotland and Ulster and then moved on and settled in the Appalachians. It happened such a long time ago that, as you say, some of these links can be forgotten by people who themselves are the living descendants of these settlers. But do you feel it's still potentially still a living connection?
Well, I think so. And this is a big event that Sheila K. Adams has been given the National Endowment Award, which is that'll bring the profile up a bit. You know, all these things all contribute to people becoming more aware.
The heart is the fortune of all womankind. They're always controlled and they're always confined. Controlled by their parents until they are wives, then bound to their husbands for the rest of their lives. I am a poor girl and my fortune is sad. I've a long time been courted by the wagoner's lad. He courted me truly by night and by day. But now he is loaded and driving away. Your parents don't like me because I'm poor. They say I'm not worthy to enter your door. I work for my living, my money's my own. And them that don't like me, they can leave me alone. Your horses is hungry, go feed them some hay. Come sit down beside me as long as you stay. My horses ain't hungry, they won't eat your hay. So fare thee well, darling, I'm for driving away. Your wagon needs greasing, your whip is to mend. Come sit down here by me as long as you can. My wagon is greased, my whip's in my hand. So fare thee well, darling, I can no longer stand. Oh, I can love little or I can love long. I can love an old sweetheart till a new one comes along. I can hug and can kiss them and prove to them kind. I can turn my back on them and also my mind. I'll go to yon mountain, the mountain so high, where the wild birds can see me in passing me by, where the wild birds can see me and hear my sad moan. For I am a poor girl and my lover has gone.
Some people have taken a week out of their lives, saved up all year to come and share and learn songs here. What do you hope they take home with them again?
Well, I hope that they take away what I would call a gra, which is the Irish for a love of what this is all about. If they've never, encountered this tradition of songs and music and dance and everything that we love so much and celebrate, that this will give them a flavour of it. And they'll take it from there, and especially the younger people. They're the hope that we that will carry this baton into another generation and the next generation, and start to maybe study it more thoroughly. And the next thing that you'll know, there'll be when I was starting off, there were very few books available on the tradition. Like, you had to really delve very deeply to find. Like, nowadays you have all sorts of access to all sorts of collections up on the internet and things like that, so there's all sorts of opportunities for people now to take it into third level education, and a lot of the universities in Scotland and Ireland and over here now include traditional music and traditional song and culture and folklore as part of the curriculum. So there is hope, and hopefully the people that come here to Swanhola will take away something that will set a little seed that they'll carry on and pass it on to another generation.
Len Green, thanks very much, and hope you really enjoy next week, Celtic Week. I'm sure it'll be another fantastic week at the Swanhola gathering.
Thank you, Fiona. It's been a pleasure.
Len Graham joined me and we chatted among the warmth of the gardens on the campus of Warren Wilson College as some singing drifted across to us on the breeze at the Swannanoa Gathering's Traditional Song Week. I'm Fiona Ritchie and I'm with you every week here on the Thistle and Shamrock, which comes to you from Scotland. It's a Thistle Radio production. Thanks again to my guest, Len Graham, and you can find out more about the music of Len with Skylark, Brian O'Hart and Cathal McConnell when we post a playlist online at thistleradio.com. And if you want to listen again, you'll soon be able to do that too. It's all at thistleradio.com. That's our website. Our address for a playlist is The Thistle and Shamrock, P.O. Box 518, Matthews, North Carolina 28106. From his album In Two Minds with Brian O'Hart, here is Len Graham with Neil Nala and The Wind That Shakes the Barley. Thanks a lot for joining us.
Come, landlady, would you rise up now and let your eyebrows not be frowning? Come, fill to me a flowing glass and you'll get paid when it is morning. Neil Nala, non Nala. Neil the la nan their wajin, Neil the la nan the la, Banar argosim ar wago. Here are jugs and here are mugs, and here is where the ale is stronger. If there's no money in your pocket, be off with you, you can stay no longer. Neil the la nan the la. Neil the la nan the wajin, Neil the la nan the la, Balaragasim ar wago. I put my hand into my pocket and I drew out my last half crown and I banged it down upon the counter, said, bring to me a pint of porter. Neil the la nan the la. Neil the la nan the wajin, Neil the la nan the la, Balaragasim ar wago. I am a silly foolish man who lets the rent pour down my thrapple, and I brought great hardship on myself while bringing joy to other people. Neil the la nan the la. Neil the la nan the wajin, Neil the la nan the la, Banar argosim ar wago. Come, landlady, would you rise up now and let your eyebrows not be frowning? Come, fill to me a flowing glass and you'll get paid when it is morning. Neil the la nan the la. Neil the la nan the wajin, Neil the la nan the la, Balaragasim ar wago. Oh, Rosha rattle me, and oh, Rosha chase me, and oh, Rosha rattle me, the little pack of tailors. Oh, Rosha rattle me, and oh, Rosha chase me, and oh, Rosha rattle me, the little pack of tailors. I went up to Dublin, I met a little tailor, I put him in my pocket, fear the dog would eat him. Dog began to bark, and I began to bait him, I threw him in the liffey, fear the dog would eat him. Oh, Rosha rattle me, and oh, Rosha chase me, and oh, Rosha rattle me, the little pack of tailors. Oh, Rosha rattle me, and oh, Rosha chase me, and oh, Rosha rattle me, the little pack of tailors. I went up to Belfast, met a little tailor, I put him in my pocket, feared the dog would eat him. Dog began to bark, and I began to bait him, I threw him in the lag, and feared the dog would hit him. Died a lum dirty, idle dirty, lum dirty, die. A rattle dirty, diddle dirty, dum dirty. A rattle dirty, diddle dirty, dum dirty, die. 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 A rattle dirty, diddle dirty, do. A rattle dirty, diddle dirty, do.